The sports begin by saying good morning, and that he is going to be focusing on the source in our soul for understanding the nature of the oneness of Hashem. Chazal says, for this reason, a person was created individually, for him to know that for him the world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself created the universe. Vayera vayivoke yom echad. Yom echad means alone. Hashem was alone when creation began. Hashem was alone when creation occurred. Our avoda is explained in the word Zekeli v'Avdeinu. This is my God and I shall glorify him. Chazal say, how do I glorify him? By emulating him. Just as he is compassionate, so I must be compassionate. Just as he is merciful, so I must be merciful. The human being is called an Adam. Adam relates to the word Adameh. I shall relate, I shall be similar to my Creator. We have mentioned the character traits of the Almighty in terms of our being similar to Him. Just as He is compassionate, so too we should be. Just as He is merciful, so too we should be. But there's another aspect that the Rav would like to focus on, and that is that we must be similar to Him in terms of our oneness. Just as He was one, so too, in a certain sense, we are one. There are two aspects to the human being. There is, in one sense, a social aspect. In this term, we speak of the relationship of the human being within Klal Yisrael, 603,000 Jews. We speak of the Be'asara. Every person has to be part of the ten. And we speak of the love, the relationship of a ben zug, bnei zug, one with the other. But there's also a second aspect of the human being, and that is a solitary aspect. Just as the Almighty is one and unto himself, so to the human being has a penius, which is one and unto himself. There are two different aspects of the inner essence of the human being. There is, on the one hand, a chitzonius, an outside, a peripheral, which is characterized by one's enochiut, one's egoism, one's thoughts of oneself. And this, the Rav said, in the name of the Arizal, is something which is nikul kal. It's not good. On the other hand, there's the pneumius, the inside of the human being, the inside, the pure inside, which is the reason for which Adam nivra yechidi. The outer aspect of the person's inner being, the person's being a solitary person, the outer essence, the Rav said, is mikulkav. And therefore, the pneumius is hidden by the outer essence. And as the pasuk said, v'tesa hatos lo veis, the negative is ready to ensnare us if we don't work hard to relate to our pneumius. The inner essence of the human being that is pure is something which is unique only to a human being, and that is the true essence of the human being. Our job, first and foremost, is to recognize that inner essence, to realize that it is there, and it is our job to utilize our inner essence, that pure inner essence, to serve Hashem. Regarding the outer peel, that's nikul kal, the Rav says we have to identify it, and our job is to peel it off. How do we peel it off? How do we get rid of that outer essence, the outer essence of ourselves, which is egoistic, within which and through which we think only of ourselves? The answer is that every day we try to relate to someone else consciously, make an effort not to think only of ourselves, but to think of somebody else, to do an action, even a small action. Such an approach will slowly but surely peel away the negativity that's surrounding our inner essence and enable us to relate more and more to our social environment and to our others. We mentioned that there is a social aspect to the inner essence wherein one relates to others. But there's also another aspect, which is that solitary aspect, which has to be developed. And how does one develop that? By finding time every day to really relate to the ultimate purpose of our lives, to be detached totally from any technology, anything else, and hopefully to be able thereby to relate to the Creator. We have a day which is scheduled, generally speaking, in terms of the time when we eat, when we sleep, when we relate to our children, and we have to also find time to have that solitary mode, that time when we can focus on the Creator. And just as when a person has his day, he has a set time for eating and for sleeping, and even if his day is very full of many activities and he's under a lot of pressure, but he'll always see to it that he'll eat, he'll sleep, he'll drink, he'll do what he has to take care of. He'll do it. So too, it must be a necessary ingredient in his day to find time to be alone with the Creator. What do we do during this period of time, 1 minute, 2 minutes, or perhaps more, when we're able to be alone with Hashem Yisparach? The Cholos HaLevavos says about the Chosid, the pious person, that he makes sure that he has time to be alone. And the Rav mentioned Rav Hutner, Yitzchak Hutner, the Rosh Hashiva, who said that, of course, he had a very strong connection with his Talmidim, with his colleagues, and nevertheless, if he didn't spend his morning relating only to Hashem, he would feel that he had missed the boat, he had wasted his time. Perhaps a person enables himself to relate to his inner essence and find this solitude through music. Maybe music can help him, looking at something, notes, something beautiful, but gradually he has to adapt himself to being in touch with his inner essence and thereby to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the ultimate tachlis of the person. People that are involved in different actions, these actions, as maybe they're good, maybe they're not so good, but necessarily they'll take the person away from an attempt to focus on his inner essence. But eventually, if a person succeeds, Be'ezus Hashem, he will be able to focus on himself, on the positive aspect of himself, solitude, quiet. From that point, very deep in one's inner essence, where he's quiet unto himself, from that point we can speak to Hashem Yisparach, and we can speak to him as a son to his father or to his mother, a daughter to his father or to his mother, and Hashem hears us. Like a person who comes to a new area, he sees a new neighborhood, people, different sights, and he absorbs them, so too the person who turns to an inner essence from this point of depth and he is able to achieve a quiet. Now he's able to think about and focus on, first of all, how his inner essence is built. What is he composed of? And from that, using the learnings, using the teachings that he has been taught, he is able to go further and figure out, who is he? Why is he here? What is his tafkid? When a person achieves this connection with his inner essence, he realizes his ultimate uniqueness. He is like no other person. He is gifted with a very, very unique personality, very unique essence. And from this, he is able to relate to the Creator. The short period of time that has been allotted to this talk is not enough to really handle the topic in a fitting fashion. However, on the edge of the fork, the end of the fork, nevertheless, a little bit of focus, perhaps if it does enable us to think about our uniqueness, our inner essence, then that'll be our reward. The Lord hopes that the rest of the morning, the rest of the day will be fruitful, beneficial, a period of growth, and particularly the speaker that's scheduled next, Rav Moshe Weinberger, a very special Jew, and all the speakers that follow should have a profound effect on everyone here, and it should be an opportunity for us to grow.